This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it. I know it. The truer words have never been said that it does not matter who the host is. Anyways, how are you? Today is Tuesday, October the 1st of 2024, day 275th. Of the year, and only 91 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Yeah, you know how it is, hanging out with the friends over there at Radio Big, doing the stuff that they get to do. So a lot of stuff going on in the last 24 hours. No doubtsy-outsy about that. Man, I have been involved with some of the biggest clusters in regards of taking a look at what was going on. So good stuff. I mean, some good stuff going on in regards of, a little here, a little there. What is it? A little song, little dance, Batman's head on a lance is how I think that it goes, if I remember the quote exactly. So as I take a look around and go, hey, what is happening? I take a look and go, we need to talk about this stuff. So glad that we're able to do this. So if you're not familiar with our show, here's how it goes. We're a show that talks about safety in the news, news and safety. It's really how it boils down to the whole thing. So I will bring in some professional broadcasters. They'll talk about what the hell's going on from their side of the equation. I'll come in and do a main story aspect, and then we'll have some other things as we're going through. You know, the loop-de-loops, information's being given to me in real time as I'm trying to get through this, and then we sort through all this information as we're going. Now, people go, well, what does this have to do with safety? What does this have to do with news? Well, we talk about current events that are going on, so news events, sometimes some pop culture stuff. This way you have some things to talk about, you know, conversation starters for some of the safety stuff that needs to be discussed, no doubt there. So you're able to interact with the show, callinradio.com, video, audio, and text messaging. You know, I pump the stuff sometimes and take a look at what's going on, and then we kind of discuss it as we go, opposed to it being, the full involvement thing. And then some people go, well, I can post this stuff on social media. Don't look at any of that until post-event is really kind of how it goes, just for information, just so you know, on how it normally works. So with that being said, all kinds of stuff, and, you know, little here, little there, all that things going on. Why don't we do this? Why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends, not that the trends are ending, but it's the end of the trends of what the stuff was going on, no doubt about that. So as I take a look around, here is what it's going to look like. Here is what it's going to go forward with. This is the information of what was happening as you and I were sleeping. A widespread service outage hamstrings cell customers, and a car maker leans into some EV incentives. Yeah, maybe they start with the letter F. Jason Sudeikis would really like fans to stop chasing him, and Britney Spears details another accidental fire. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, Netflix learns the definition of go woke, go broke. We'll talk about details about that in the casting. And new stories about trials and tribulation of working for Meghan Markle, because apparently we have a whole section that we devote to Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. I don't know why. I mean, it seems like there's something that we're bringing up every day about what's going on there. What's the purpose here? I don't get it. So there you go. A lot of stuff. So I'm going to tell you, I've been sitting around thinking we just came off the Conklin Conference. A lot of stuff going on right there as we were doing the Conklin Conference, no doubt there. And there's already been requests for another one. And I was sitting around chatting with some people around here about doing another one. And I had some plans. And we're just talking here, of course. We're just talking, you and I. We had some plans of doing another one in Santa Fe. But I don't know. But I feel like I'm leaning here. I'm going to lean a little bit. And I'm leaning heavily towards Texas. I'm leaning heavily towards Texas on what to do next. I have some ideas of things that we can do, but Texas seems like to be the reason to do some stuff. So there you go. We're really heavily thinking some Texas action just for information purposes. So there you go. Want to discuss that? I think that would be fun. That could be some fun times in regards to that. So Texas might be the reason. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, let's go ahead and get into some things. I have some people waiting from Feature Story News. If you want to take a listen to what's going on, let's go ahead and get into the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel says a limited, localized ground operation is underway in southern Lebanon against Hezbollah. Defense officials say troops are carrying out raids against targets that pose an immediate threat to northern Israel. Hezbollah says it's ready for a long battle as Israel's ground offensive begins. Trent Murray reports from Tel Aviv.
It's a situation that so many of Israel's allies were hoping to avoid amid real fears that it could spark all-out war in the Middle East, with Israel now engaged in active combat with Hamas in Gaza, the Houthi in Yemen, and now on the ground in Lebanon against Hezbollah. Of course, all of these groups form part of the Iranian-backed Axis of Resistance, and amid real worries that Iran could decide to step into the fight, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has given a speech saying his forces could strike any point in Iran if they decide to. The next 24 hours will be critical in determining whether this conflict escalates further.
Shigeru Ishiba is Japan's new prime minister, being sworn in after winning the ruling party's presidential election last week. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
Cabinet resigned en masse on Tuesday for the changing of the guard. After 3 years, Fumio Kishida is out and Shigeru Ishiba is in. Kishida's term was long for a Japanese prime minister. The average leader lasts less than a year. In that time, he managed to begin doubling Japan's defense budget, purchased hundreds of Tomahawk missiles from the US, and oversaw a new national security strategy, which endowed Japan with the ability to counterstrike on enemy bases. Ishiba is pro-military and is set to further this work. He wants to entrench Japan's self-defense force in the constitution. But first, he must get the mandate of the people. He's set to dissolve parliament on the 9th of October for a snap election slated for October 27.
Tens of thousands of dock workers have gone on strike at US ports. The industrial action over pay and contracts could cause major disruption to container traffic. Indian-administered Jammu and Kashmir is voting in the third and final phase of its first regional election in 10 years. Some 40 constituencies are voting, many from the Hindu-majority regions where Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party is expected to perform well. Ishan Garg reports from New Delhi.
You've got one part of Kashmir voting, which is high up in the northern mountains, where the Prime Minister Narendra Modi led Bharatiya Janata Party is expected to have very limited impact. But down south in the Jammu area, that's where his BJP is likely to make a big mark. Predominantly Hindu majority people live there, and that's where the BJP is expected to get most of its seats. So this division of which parts of Kashmir and Jammu are voting in this election also makes it very crucial.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at Israel's apparent decision to open up a third front, this time in Yemen. It launched weekend airstrikes on Houthi rebel positions. Reprisals, said the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, for missiles launched in the direction of Tel Aviv Airport when the Israeli leader flew home over the weekend from the United Nations in New York. Dr. Elizabeth Kendall is the head of Girton College at the University of Cambridge and an Arabist and Middle East expert. She says the Houthi leadership may be unnerved by the weekend's events.
The Houthis had already put out several statements following the attacks on Lebanon by Israel, including the killing of Hezbollah leader Nasrallah. They are known for their bravado. They do follow up with their bravado, but I would imagine that behind the scenes, the Houthi leadership is also a little bit on edge and were probably taking measures to safeguard their leadership. If I were them and I'd just seen Israel going for Hamas in Gaza, then moving to the West Bank in very quick succession, decapitating the leadership of Hezbollah in Lebanon, I'd be thinking, maybe we're next. And indeed, that seems to be the case.
Israeli officials say they are not seeking to open up a third front in their ongoing military action, but said the strikes on the Houthis were driven by a determination to defend their own territory whenever it comes under attack. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Israel says a limited, localised ground operation is underway in southern Lebanon against Hezbollah. Shigeru Ishiba is Japan's new prime minister after being sworn in. Tens of thousands of dock workers have gone on strike at US ports over pay and contracts. And Indian-administered Jammu and Kashmir is voting in the third and final phase of its first regional election in 10 years. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm. Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
So there you go. We are still hanging out doing our thing as we are 17 minutes past the top of the hour on this lovely Tuesday. Yes, as we're getting into the plethora of things that are going on. So there you go. Anyway, so let's talk about this because some people care. Some people like to know. Some people, we'll look at everything that is going on. A suspect in the second attempted assassination of Donald Trump pleaded not guilty of federal charges related to the September 15th fiasco on Monday. Ryan Roth appeared in court with his attorney for only a few minutes on Monday, where he formally requested a jury trial and entered the plea. Since Roth captured the evidence against him includes handwritten letter that expressed Roth's intent to kill Trump and the acknowledgement of his failure to do so. Meanwhile, Trump's announced that he intends to again hold rallies on the site for the first attempted assassination in Butler, Pennsylvania on October the 5th. So there you go. Anyways, I think that's the day. Wasn't that the day of bad blood? It's a wrestling thing if you've been following the McMahon stuff. So there you go. I don't know. Some interesting things always going on as we are talking, no doubt about this. So take a listen to this one. Countless Verizon customers reported having no cell phone access on Monday across the country, but the company was pretty quiet on the details throughout the day, other than social media posts acknowledging an unspecified issue that the engineers were engaged in to resolve. No other formal communication was posted on the Verizon site. The Federal Communications Commission announced that it would investigate the outage, which reportedly first began at 8:30 in the morning, with the situation practically resolved throughout the day. Well, the widespread outages mirrors the February incident that left thousands of AT&T customers unable to make voice class. Voice class and prevent, I guess it meant voice calls, but and prevented them 25,000 attempts to reach 911 at the time. This is according to CNBC. So I don't know. I'm going to tell you this, and this is between you and me here. So let's get kind of share. I don't know if you have Verizon. I don't know if you have T-Mobile. I don't know if, who you have. If you have who the hell, AT&T. So those are the three majors. They are. They're the three major carriers. So you're going to end up on one of those three networks is really how it looks. And then you're going to go, well, no, I use Boost or whoever the hell you use. And you're going to come to the realize that they're on somebody else's network. So I'm going to give you a little secret here between you and I. You know how we talk or advertise at mobilemobile.io? The .io is the website. Mobilemobile.io is the website. If you go there, all three of the main network providers are on that site. And let me explain what goes on. With that particular phone carrier or phone service provider, let's say, for instance, you are using their version that they're using Verizon and things are not working, you can do something on the website. Well, you can flip into T-Mobile or you can flip into AT&T or flip around and go into anything you want. Now, they, depending on the plan, of course, they restrict how many times you can do it, but you essentially do that online. And, you know, that's it. I mean, it's done. It's donezo. You can jump around on the same network. You don't sign up for a new plan. So that's why we talk about them. Mobilemobile.io. Believe me, definitely not a sales pitch here. Just telling you where it is. I've been using that service now for years. And I think that that one feature alone, besides that it's significantly cheaper than everybody else in regards to price point. When I know that I can jump networks, that's what I do. I'm a network hopper. So let's see. Last month, I was on AT&T and Verizon. And when I travel, I jump around and normally hang out on T-Mobile. So I don't know. It's just whatever works best for you. So mobilemobile.io. I don't know. Just giving you info. Because that's what I like to do, is share info. So take a listen to this. Ford is dangling a handsome new incentive to get a new car customers more interested in the electric vehicles. The company is offering a free charging station plus installation between now and the end of the year for customers who buy or lease a new EV. Customers who already have a charging rig installed get $2,000 cash back in this promotion. One rep says that Ford says that they have research shows that general incentives for EVs among customers, but they are sitting on the fence to take the plunge. Those concerns that would be alleviated in part of having the convenient access of charging. They are also ramping up production for the adapters of Ford EVs that can be charged using the Tesla existing supercharger network. Other new EV buyers' benefits include 24/7 phone and tech support. Like what? Can you help me drive the car? I mean, I don't know what that would mean.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. There you go. Anyways, a new study in the Science Journal Circulation again shows the benefit of weekly exercise, even if it's all concentrated within just day or two. The study examined the outcomes of those who got at least 2.5 hours of moderate vigorous physical activity each week. Both weekend warriors who sweat a ton just 1 or 2 days out of the week showed the same physical benefits of those who worked out consistently over the week. Each group showed 50% lower risk of developing conditions like hypertension, obesity, diabetes, and sleep apnea. Because there appears to be similar benefits for weekend warriors versus regular activity, it may be a total volume of activity rather than the pattern of the that matters the most, one study author says, is according to study finds in regard to this. So let's ask, and I know that this is getting to your personal biz, but how often do you work out? Like seriously, like if you're keeping it honest, do you work out once a week? do you do enough physical activity? And I'm not talking about that cardio stuff. You know, I'm just saying physical activity where you're sweating vigorously. You know, just some stuff there. Because that's what's happened. I mean, it's one of those things that we have to take a look at is what's the frequency. Like, here's what I do. Between you and I, after I come here, do all my stuff and, you know, get everything rolling, I normally try to get a bike ride in. That's kind of the gig. The bike ride occurs. And that normally happens 3-4 times a week. And I'm not bragging here, but it's normally close to like 15 to 18 miles. It's normally kind of the consistent basis. And I think it helps compared to where I was. I mean, when I was much younger, I would work out twice a day because I was crazy. But I don't know. I look at it and I go, I think that there's definitely some benefits for you. But it's always been that pattern of things of, yes, exercising is crucial, but the other crucial portion is exactly what you eat. So there you go. Just some stuff to think about. You know, whatever works out best for you. And listen, I've seen all kinds of different workouts that are available and things that you can do. Some things you can do that make sense. Some things you can do that kind of go, well, I don't know if that's going to work in the long run. I'm a big fan of TRX, which is some little extension things where you're using body weight as well. But we can leave all these exercise stories for a different day. Anyways, Uber wants to help you get into the wild. The rideshare giant announced that it will soon start safari day trips from Cape Town, South Africa, as part of their Go Anywhere program. The outings will take visitors from Cape Town to Aquila Private Game Preserve, which is about 2.5-hour drive from there. Riders will leave their Uber and jump into a typical safari truck to take the wildlife, with elephants, rhinos, lions, African buffaloes, and leopards. It is the way more cost effective than traditional safaris too, costing only $200 for up to 4 guests. Booking opens tomorrow via Uber, so be on the lookout for that. So there you go. There you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. NBA legend Dikembe Mutombo has died. He passed away on Monday after a battle with brain cancer. Mutombo spent 18 seasons in the league, and he was an 8-time All-Star and a 4-time Defensive Player of the Year. He was 58 at the time of his passing. I remember watching him play when I was a kid. And I thought he was great. And I used to love when he would do that thing where he would block someone and do the finger waving in front of him like, you ain't getting that thing past me. And he was definitely a defensive player. Terrible to hear this. I mean, terrible to hear the passing. I mean, such a young age in regard to what was going on. And also in some other news, and apparently, you know, yesterday was just terrible for the sporting world. Baseball star Pete Rose has died. He passed away early Monday in his home in Las Vegas. No further details were shared. Rose was one of the greatest players ever, earning 17 All-Star Games nods, winning 3 World Series and the National League MVP in 1973. He was 83 at the time of his passing. Now, listen, he's one of the greatest players of baseball, but not in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And I'm referencing this because of the following reason. Allegedly, he had gambled on some of his own games. So this caused the issue of him never being put in for those reasons. So there you go. Just some information. So let's talk about this. Viggo Mortensen, and his wife, Jiraiya Mariano, are expecting their first child together. He's 47, she's 39. The pair secretly wed last year, confirming the nuptials in October. YouTuber-turned-wrestler Logan Paul and his fiancée Nina Agald welcomed their first baby, a daughter named, well, it doesn't matter what her name is, I don't think. He's 29 and she's 32, so congratulations. Also, Bachelor alum Colton Underwood and his husband Jordan C. Brown announced their arrival of their son that occurred. So there you go. Apparently a lot of babies. He was born on September the 26th via surrogate. Go figure. By the way, Underwood is 32 and Brown is 41. So there you go. There you go. There you go. Anyway, so let's talk about some numbers because some people care about that stuff. So let's do this. The Dow gained 17 points to close at 42,330, on Monday. The S&P increased by 24 points to close at 5,762, and the NASDAQ increased by 69 points to close at 18,189. West Texas Intermediate closed at $68 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $71 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.21 on Monday, and Bitcoin slid on Monday, just down over 3% and trading around 63,600. There was more than 2,425 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, and more than about 100 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $93 million jackpot or a $46 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, there is definitely time to do so. So there you go. There you go. Some stuff going on. Should I talk about this? Yeah, let's talk about this. A video of a man purchasing an autograph of Taylor Swift's guitar for $4,000 and immediately smashing it has gone viral on social media. What's a normal, well-adjusted human? One person wrote, while another said that that could have fed a family of four for a whole week. $4,000? Holy shit, what are you eating there? Speculation is that the individual wanted that to share his displeasure with Swift's endorsing Kamala Harris. So there you go. This is according to The Blast. Listen to this one. Bros over J-Lo's. Yeah, bros over J-Lo's. There is nothing Jennifer Lopez could tell Matt Damon that could get him to ditch his longtime friend Ben Affleck. An insider told Touch that J-Lo is doing all she can to win over Damon, but she won't get far as Matt's loyalty to Ben is unshakable. This is according to In Touch. How are we getting this? I mean, like, how do you even know that this is true? Anyways, let's talk about some other stuff. Britney Spears updated her Instagram followers about a really dangerous incident that took place about 6 months ago. In my room, I turned the fire on, and all of a sudden, it blew it up in my face, she explained in a British accent. It took all of my eyelashes off, my eyebrows, and these bangs. Unsure of what to do, Spears said that she iced her face and took some Tylenol, and all is good. The incident is the first time that a fiery accident. 4 years ago, she accidentally started her home gym on fire with some candles. This is according to Page Six. How do you accidentally start a fire with some? I mean, I don't know. A lot of interesting stuff. I have to tell you, I was listening to Britney Spears yesterday, and that's not a joke. And it's like, it's been years and years and years since she's put out new music. I just keep on wondering, what's going to happen next in regards to that. Let's do one more real quick. Demi Moore's latest film, The Substance, has some moviegoers retching in their seat. Many viewers shared their reaction to the movie's social media, recounting how they or their dates got sick afterwards. One person called it the most graphic film they've ever seen. And the movie Moore plays Elizabeth Sparkle, an aging celebrity who uses a black market drug to create a younger version of herself, played by Margaret Qualley. So there you go. I want to see that movie, but I'm not going to go to the movie theater. That's for sure. And then one more real quick. Netflix cancellation tripled following the co-founder Reed Hastings' $7 million donation to Kamala Harris. The streamer typically reports the lowest rate of cancellation, known as churn, across the industry. But following Hastings' July donation, Netflix reportedly lost about 2 million subscribers. For the record, Hastings posted his new donation on X on July the 22nd, 3 days later, Netflix saw a single worst day cancellation. This is according to Bloomberg. So there you go. Just some information there whatsoever. So with that being said, why don't we go ahead and contemplate for a hot minute if we should do our main story? Because it always is a good time when we get to hang out and do that.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, I have to talk about La Pasión. You know, have you ever watched Dexter? You know, the show with Batista, and he talks about La Pasión. And if you do the translation, it's kind of easy to do. It's the passion. You know, it's the passion. And you do work, and I do work, and I would imagine that there is a level of passion that occurs with the work that you do. I would imagine that there is a level of passion on how you want to move forward. There is a level of passion of the team members that are with you. There is a level of passion on where you want to see the organization go. There is a level of passion on how things should be done. But sometimes those passions, those things that we deem so important, can cause some issues. And let me explain real quick. I don't believe, and I am using the word believe here, that people go to work with malice, with bad intent. Now, don't get me wrong. I am fully aware that there are people that do not get along with other coworkers, other team members. That's just kind of what happens. Not everybody's going to like everyone. I mean, I would love to say that that's not the case, but you and I would both know that I would be a liar if I was to say that. But I look at some of this stuff sometimes and go, when you have people that are passionate, and I'm not talking about he's an alpha male, she's an alpha female, this is not going to work. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that are passionate about what's going on in the organization. I'm talking about people that are trying to drive things forward. I'm talking about things that are trying to move and shake. And what happens sometimes is that I am so passionate about something that I want to do. I am so passionate about something I want to do within the organization that sometimes I forget about, we'll call the rules and regs that we had decided that you and I were going to do before we started the whole mess. So sometimes it becomes difficult for people to go, oh, this is what we agreed to that we were going to do. It's not that I went out there or you went out there with malice in our heart to not do the right thing, not to follow the company rules and guidelines and so on. But here's what happens. When you get multiple passionate individuals that are trying to change the organization, that are trying to help, that are trying to assist, sometimes that passion can become, well, problematic for some. And let me explain what I mean by that. It's that you're going to have conflicting interest. It's not a conflict of interest, it's conflicting interest. Because it's not that one person's trying to do something to pull the wool over somebody's eyes. It's the whole aspect of things that they're trying to do to make things better that sometimes causes an issue within the organization. And I know some people are going to sit back for a moment and go, well, hold on. Being passionate or tienen la pasión is sometimes what helps drive the organization forward. And I get that because, listen, sometimes when we get into new jobs in particular, there's a lot of passion in regards to what we're trying to accomplish. And sometimes when there's new technology, there's a lot of passion on what we want to accomplish with this new technology. So I sit back for a moment. And I'm having this convo with you because here's what I'm thinking about. What happens when you have two passionate individuals that are trying to change the organization but don't see the things eye to eye? They want to, for the org to be good, to proceed forward. But then you have to look at it from one particular aspect. Let's say, for instance, you have someone who's in your quote-unquote safety department. And you have someone, quote unquote, inside of your operations department, whose passion will lead the charge? Because listen, at the end of the day, businesses are made to make money. You know that. I know that. I'm not saying anything that we don't know. And when you start looking at the operations department, people will refer to it as a profit center. They will determine that that department is a profit center is normally how it works. When people look at safety in particular, they look at it as a cost center. See the wording there? See how it's important? So when you start having the layout of the land, if you're building an organization and you have these passionate people, depending on where they report, will play crucial roles inside of the organization. For years, you've heard people talk about that the safety department should go directly to the CEO. As you are aware, operations reports are already directly to the CEO in most organizations. So if we were using the hypothetical and said, hey, the safety department is not responding or reporting directly to the CEO, maybe this is where we start having the conversation of it going to the CFO, the chief financial officer. Because those people understand black and white. And if they're looking at it as a cost-saving measure, your safety department, con la pasión, will have a better way of actually being able to talk and interact when it comes to the actual CEO.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. Ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
More hints to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Radio.
Yeah, hello, stranger there. No doubt about that. Yeah, I think we kind of went through the whole song there, you know? That's not a norm for me. I know, right? But anyways, this is Kid Penny. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show. Didn't realize how short that song was. I guess I should be paying attention. So yeah, a little short song there. Hello, stranger, Kid Penny. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music. Readily there for you. There you go. It is 48 minutes past the top. So there you go. Yeah, well, thanks to Kid Penny for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. And apparently I need to pay closer attention to what I'm doing sometimes. So there you go. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I'm going to ever tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and find out more right there. Once you get there,
Click on the section that says find help. There'll be information related to self-injury, eating disorders, anxiety and depression, addiction, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few things. That's True Right Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com, under the section that says find help. So there you go. They can help you out, no doubt about that. So what else is going on inside of the world, though? Let's talk about some of this because people are going to want to know. Let's see. Post-posting postulating. Yeah, take a listen to this. You might want to check in with one of your favorite boomers because a new copy pasta is spreading around the internet. And what? A new copy pasta? It's a chunk of text that encourages people to copy and paste in their own social media profiles that can be seen as spam of sorts. And we'll see the latest nearly 800,000 people have already shared a fake goodbye Meta AI post on Instagram. The image which asks people to reshare that says, if it denies Meta the rights to scrap the user's post or to scrape the user's post and photos that train Meta AI. But according to Meta, making public declarations about it doesn't do anything. Even celebrities like James McAvoy, Ashley Tisdale, and Tom Brady have shared the post. Experts of on this kind of thing admit that while the post is bogus, people's anxiety about the onslaught of AI is real, and if you want to make sure that your posts aren't used to train AI, simply make your account private. But remember, Meta was probably already been using anything you've uploaded to the platform as far back as 2007 to train its AI model anyway. So, well, okay, carry on. Or, yeah, your accounts are private, so they can only be seen by yourself and those closest to you and by Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, I'm just saying. It's an interesting thing because if you ever read the terms of service of what's going on, you might sit back and go, I don't even know if I want this. I remember years ago hearing Mark Cuban say that you should, if you like a post, you should eventually, and I'm paraphrasing, you should eventually unlike it because someone will track it down later on. And it makes all kinds of sense when you start thinking about it. So I do not know on how that goes, but it's just some things to go through the proceso for sure as we are hanging out and doing our thing, no doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, let's go ahead and proceed forward. Let's have our Mr. John Smalls come in and hang out with us for some moments and let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute. Seriously. Maybe. Oh, yeah. Had to hit it. That's how that works.
Hi, the John. Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com. The Motivation Minute. Today's story was submitted by Nikki. Like most actors of the day, the cast of Gilligan's Island were each paid a certain amount of money per episode, plus payment for the first 5 repeats, so their income from the show ended nearly 50 years ago. But one member of the cast thought that that show was better than that. Dawn Wells, who played Marianne, made sure that her contract gave her a small royalty no matter how long the show repeated. The studio didn't care because they didn't even think the show would be repeated. Turns out she was right. Nobody ever got tired of Gilligan's Island. It's been running continuously now for more than 50 years, and her royalties have added up to tens of millions of dollars. What an amazing deal. Be sure to know your worth. The Motivation Minute. Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Let me ask you a question. Are you a called person or a driven person? To help you decide, let me give you some clues. A driven person is ambitious. A called person is obedient. A driven person is impatient. He takes a bull by the horn, tries to make things happen. The called person is patient. He waits on the Lord's timing before he acts. The driven person gets things done, but there's often a trail of wounded people in his wake. The called person succeeds without stepping on others. Jesus said, I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go forth and bring forth fruit. Lord, replace our self-serving ambition with a holy obedience. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News, I'm Rebecca Bundon in Mumbai. Israel says a limited, localized, and targeted ground operation is taking place against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. More than 100 people are now confirmed dead across several US states following Hurricane Helene, and at least 600 people are still missing. The man accused of plotting to kill former President Donald Trump at his Florida golf course has pleaded not guilty.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, so there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are talking, hanging out, and doing our thing. 2017 is the date that we're looking at today, exactly on this date. Stephen Paddock kills about 58 people and injures 489 at a concert in Las Vegas in the deadliest mass shooting in American history. The 64-year-old fired more than 1,000 rounds from his suite at the Mandalay Bay Hotel into the crowd at Route 91 Harvest Music Festival. Paddock shot himself in the hotel room as officers closed in. The motive still remains unknown. That happened back on this date, back in 2017. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Livy Dunn turns 22. Angela Jotaro turns 31. Brie Larson, she turns 35 today. I didn't realize she was still that young. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Please don't take that the wrong way. Lois Cordes turns 35. Matthew Dardio turns 37. Let's see. Sarah Drew, 44. Zach Galifianakis turns 55. Mark McGuire turns 61. Esau Morales turns 62. Randy Quaid, 74. Rod Crew turns 79. Julia Andrew turns 89. And Jimmy Carter. Yeah. Presidents of the United States, yeah, the 39th to be exact, turns 100 today. So just so you know, I had some birthdays that are going on. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some for you. It's International Coffee Day. It's also Sausage Day, Model T Day, World Ballet Day, National Fire Pup Day, World Postcard Day, National Fruit at Work Day, National Green City Day, National Hair Day, International Raccoon Appreciation Day, International Music Day, National Homemade Cookies Day, World Vegetarian Day, CD Player Day, and National Black Dog Day. National Black Dog Day. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on if you are taking a look around. If you are looking for a random joke for today, I definitely have one of those for you, because that's what I do. I like to have a kid, but I'm not sure if I'm ready to spend 10 years of my life constantly asking someone, where is his shoes? Just saying. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. What movie line do you randomly blurt out? That's not a knife. You're terrible. It's only a flesh wound. I think I have so many movie quotes that I quote that I can't even use them all. So there you go. Let's see. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 78% of us admit to doing this somewhat illegal activity. What is it? Jaywalking. I mean, if we want to be technical, I jaywalk every day. Now, like, seriously, think about that for a moment. You'll get it. So anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me. If you want to take a look at what's going on with me, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so. That's okay. I'll be talking about the world of music and entertainment if you want to come and hang out. If you don't, that's fine. You can hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus if you stay on Safety FM, and he'll talk about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. You have some options for you. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. So, that's it. That's the whole thing. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. The artist is nothing without the gift, but the gift is nothing without the artist. Think about it. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.